Yes, sir, we are.
Good afternoon. June 3rd, Friday. House Water Committee. We are in session, and we are going to open a work session on House Bill 3104. And I would like to have the representative, if you would please, as I understand it, we have some amendments. And would you explain the amendments to us?
Sure, I'd like to point out that it's all ours here now. Is there anything you want to move?
Want to move it all.
Mr. Chair, for the record, I am State Representative Brian Bocas, 23rd House District. I appreciate you carrying this over from Wednesday. In our discussion on Wednesday with myself and Tim Woods, the Director of Oregon State Parks, at the podium, we discussed some friendly amendments to this to clear up the language per his request. The Parks Department, myself, and Legislative Council have worked out the Dash 2 amendment, which would amend the main bill. The verbiage and language is on here is the language that the Parks Department requested and was worked out. I am perfectly happy with this, and I believe, Mr. Chair, that the Director of Parks told me within the last 2 hours that he spoke with you yesterday, if that is not correct. Further to that, Mr. Chair, I did distribute a copy of the Dash 2 amendment to all the members I could find at their desks during the floor session, and those that weren't at their desks, I left a copy of it there. And again, Mr. Chair, this is simply permissive language is all this is. And I'd be happy to answer any further questions.
This body seems to have a hard time understanding permissive language, Representative.
Mr. Chair, for the record, I did not have a hard time on that particular bill.
I appreciate Representative, and I thank you for that.
Mr. Chair, you ready for motion?
I'm going to have to ask staff. First of all, did we adopt the Dash 1 amendments in the last session?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, no, we did not.
Thank you. And do we want to adopt the Dash 1 amendments, Representative?
No, Mr. Chair, the Dash 2 amendments are the ones that came wholly from the Parks Department, and I am completely in support of those amendments from Director Tim Wood.
Thank you, Representative. Yes, Representative, I'll go ready for amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3104.
Representative Dalto moves the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 3104. Is there questions?
My only question, Mr. Chair, is that where we did adopt the Dash 2 amendments replace the Dash 1? Is that what staff said? I'm sorry, I think I was distracted.
Representative, I think we did not adopt the Dash 1s. And the Dash 2 amendments meet the needs of the carrier or of the sponsor of the bill.
Okay.
That's fine. As well as the department. Okay. Hearing no other discussion, is there any objections? Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart?
Excuse.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Dalto?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
No.
Vice Chair Dingfelder?
Excuse.
Vice Chair Crummell?
Aye.
Chair Jensen?
Aye. Dash 2 amendments have been adopted to House Bill 3104.
Mr. Dalton. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 3104 as amended with a due pass recommendation to the House floor.
Representative Dalton moves House Bill 3104 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I will be a no vote on this, and I'm sorry I'm not very articulate at this point, but I have a lot of concerns about this bill, and I think we're rushing it through. I wish that we had more time to work on it, and I realize that we don't, but I will be voting no, and with the possibility of changing my vote on the floor.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will be voting yes for it. There's a, you know, this is another, I think, a good example of how we can utilize some of our natural resources in this state to benefit all of us in the state, and particularly to put some money back in the Common School Fund that we need so badly for education. And it's a great bill, and I commend the representative for bringing it forward.
Thank you, Representative. Other discussions?
Well, Mr. Chair, I will be a yes vote, and my area will be a beneficiary of this bill because of where we are located. And one of the things that we do have an issue with, I've got a very large operation, not me personally, but it's in my district, Wilsonville Concrete. They do they use the river a lot. They do a lot of barging of aggregate and other materials up and down the river, and they pull a lot of their materials out of the river. And that's a very and it's a very good relationship because it meets, I believe, two needs. One is keeping the channel open, and the second being that it's a material that that concrete and you know the state of Oregon can use, and so can the city of Wilsonville and other cities for the aggregate that comes out for developing the concrete and that sort of thing. So I'm a yes, and I appreciate the sponsor bringing the bill forward as well.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chair, I'd just like to second Representative Brown's comments of the incredible economic driver that is the industry that's associated with natural resource use, the boating, the fishing, all that kind of stuff along the Willamette River, right along my district, really makes a big difference. So I think it's a great bill. I appreciate Mr. Boquist very much for bringing it forward.
Thank you very much, Representative. Appreciate all of your comments. Representative Tomei, I do understand that things are moving at that point pretty rapidly, and we'd welcome your no vote today, but we'd also encourage your yes vote when we get to the floor after you've had a chance to look at it.
I will consider that, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart, excused. Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Delco?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
No.
Vice Chair Dingfelder? Excused.
Vice Chair
Kremel?
Aye.
Chair Jansen?
Aye. Having received constitutional majority, House Bill 3104 is passed, and I assume that Representative Boquist would be happy to carry this.
Delighted, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And with that, we would assign Representative Boquist as a carrier, and I would entertain a motion if Representative Barnhart would like to vote
Mr.
on
Chair.
House Bill 3104 as amended. If he'd like to vote, if he would not, why he can indicate so, and we can move on.
Why don't you move on, Mr. Chair?
Very good. Thank you, Representative. With that, then, we will open a work session, close the work session on House Bill 3104 and open a work session on HJM 7. Colleagues, you will remember HJM 7 from, you know, I don't know, when was it here before?
March?
March 21st. And this was a memorial brought forth by Representative Nelson, and we had a public hearing on it at that time and heard the discussion. We're in work session today, and I would entertain a motion to move the bill to the House with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Cromwell.
I would move, there are no amendments for this.
No amendments.
Okay, I would move House Bill, House Joint Memorial 7 to the floor of the House with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I will not object to moving HJM 7 forward. I just am astounded at the number of memorials that we have sent out this session on any number of bills. And it seems that any little idea that people can think up, we put it into an HJM and kind of send it forward. And particularly the sponsor of this bill is probably put forward more than their fair share of memorials urging Congress to do something. So I just like to make my concern noted on the record.
Thank you very much, Representative. I share your concerns of that. We have we certainly have had a proliferation of memorials for various and reforms, meritorious though many of them, if not all of them, were. But it still occupied a disproportionate amount of time and energy, I think, in terms of the body.
Mr. Chair.
I would hope in future sessions that we might look more judiciously at this particular activity.
Mr. Chair, can I also make another comment?
Please.
Thank you. I don't know the cost of, you know, preparing this HJM today or all those HJMs, and I frankly don't know what happens to them once we pass them. out of off the House floor. They get sent to the round basket in the round building in the Capitol of the United States. So I don't know, but it seems to me a 37-cent stamp on a 25-cent letter could make the same point. So thanks.
Well, Mr. Chair, I appreciate the comments that have been made relative to this, but I think that and yes, there has been a larger proportion this year, I think, of memorials and resolutions that are being sent to Congress. Maybe it's just simply because there are more issues that we have to rely on Congress for. But I do think that in having sponsored a couple of these in the past, you know, it's one thing for us to send a letter or to even send a letter to that has a number of our signatures on it and spend the 38 cents or 37 cents for the stamp. I don't think that's the issue. But this is an official action of the Oregon State Legislature. We are specifically asking Congress to take some kind of an action, and I don't think that is inappropriate at all. I think that if a sponsor has something like this, this is something that a sponsor of this bill is doing for somebody in her own district, and she's trying to get Congress's attention to a problem that exists, and asking the legislature to take an official stand on it, I don't think is inappropriate. It's just like what the rest of us do when we want to put something in the statutes, and it's for one of our constituents. I don't think it's inappropriate at all. And of course, we as a legislature, if we don't agree with the sponsor of the memorial, just like any other bill, we vote against it. But I do think that having on the record an official action of the legislature is helpful, and particularly in these kinds of cases where it may actually go unnoticed by the organization that we like to call the Congress of the United States.
Thank you, Representative, and I hope both the Vice Chair and the sponsor of the bill recognize that if I didn't think there's some merit to the proposal that she has brought forward, it wouldn't be on the agenda today.
Not at all.
But with that discussion, if there's no further discussion, would we call a roll, please?
Representative
Barnhart? Aye.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative
Tomei?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Dean Kilmer?
Excuse.
Vice
Chair Kimmel?
Aye.
Chair Denson?
The Chair votes aye. Senate Joint Memorial 7 is having constitutional majority is declared passed, and it is my assumption that the good representative from McMinnville would want to carry this on the floor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, colleagues. And with that, we would close the work session on HJM 7. And with this, I see we have several people in the audience who are probably here because of Senate Bill 696. And we would, at this point, open a work session on 696, and we would have a moment of silence for you all to, in your own minds, hum the Requiem Mass. And Senate Bill 696 is officially declared not with us anymore.
It's out?
That's what we just did. That was the right
one. And with that, I'm going to open. Did I get that?
That's why we need to do this.
We need to stand at recess for a couple minutes while. Thank you. And we're opening a work session on Senate Bill 731. You remember we had some discussion among members on Senate Bill 731. This is Representative Dingfelder's water measurement bill. There's a considerable amount of work that we want to do yet before we'd want this bill to move forward. But in light of the fact that we're at the point of trying to look forward to sine die, the chair has little liberty about what bills he can and cannot hear or do after this. So it would be my desire, in order to maintain, to resuscitate, if we wish, this bill for the session, to move it to the House Committee on State and Federal Affairs. And that will give us time to look at any kind of amendments that we might want to make with this, and time to work with the opponents and proponents. And so if I could, I would entertain a motion to move this to the House Committee on State and Federal Affairs at this point without recommendation.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Tomei. Is there any discussion? Okay. Is there any objections? Are there any objections? Is there an objection? Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Belto?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Vice Chair Dingfelder excused. Vice Chair Kummel?
Aye.
Chair Jensen?
Aye. Having received the constitutional majority, Senate Bill 731 is referred to the House State and Federal Affairs Committee. And with that, we will close the work session on Senate Bill 731. And closing the work session on 731 would lead us to the end of our agendas for the session. I am on the record here advising that we will be reopened for public or for a bill next Monday and probably Wednesday. The bill, I believe, is House Bill 3494. It's a bill that will not be without some controversy, I suspect. But be that as it may, it has to do with the Deschutes River and, once again, a Court of Appeals case that's there. The bill just was printed, just came out. I mean, it's been a very rushed situation. Sorry, I don't have any copies for you right now, but it is available in the, and would like to give you the heads up so that you can have a look at it over the weekend. And I know there's nothing in the world you'd rather do than spend your time on the weekend reading proposed legislation and law. And I'm especially Representative Barnhart with his training just lusts after the opportunity to look at new bills over the weekend.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, for your indulgence in allowing me once more to engage in my favorite free time occupation.
You're certainly welcome, Representative.
Only a guy with psychology with one water.
Do I want to, before we close, though, Representative Barnhart has indicated some interest in voting on House Bill 3104. Is there anyone who's brave enough to make a motion to allow him the opportunity to vote?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Tomei requests the unanimous decision that Representative Barnhart be allowed to vote on House Bill 3104. Hearing no objections, Representative, how would you like to vote?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I vote no on House Bill 3104.
And once again, the chair is surprised. Thank you, Representative.
I knew I should have objected.
With that, I should have said that will not change anything, I guess. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, Mr.
Thank you.